This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
It's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. It's 8:37. We're all getting excited for our interview with Sting a little bit later today. We'll be playing that back for you tomorrow. At his request, we're pre-recording it.
How are you so dreamy?
Yeah. Oh, is that your first question?
I think so. Don't you think that's a good one?
Yeah, I think that breaks the ice.
All right. Good.
It's like, well, I'm dreamy, am I? All right.
Oh, is that your Sting impression?
It is. It's a, like an Aussie light.
All right.
It's a little lighter than Aussie, but it's getting there. That's my impersonation.
He actually, maybe I shouldn't say.
Oh, please.
That he requested we do a pre-recorded interview.
He did.
Yeah. That's weird.
Well, you know, he probably wants to be like, oh, I shouldn't have said that. I want to take that back.
He sounds a lot like Ozzy.
Close. Close. Close, but no cigar.
Okay.
No cigar. Yeah. I'm actually wondering, because his left arm is broken or something is going on with it. Like, it's been in a cast for a long time now, a couple weeks anyway. He's performing with that. But, I mean, that's his fret hand.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Well.
He's a regular-handed guitar player.
I don't know anything about that, but I'm sure that, you know, like anybody, he also probably mountain bikes.
Mm.
Yeah,
hope he'll talk to us about, you know, what the hell happened.
Oh.
You know.
All right.
Maybe it's just some dumb fall.
You know what? Here's what you do.
Okay.
Lube him up with that story about the time you fell in the hole.
What are you talking about?
The time you fell in the hole at your house. You fell in that hole. Remember that?
How could I ever forget that? How
okay.
do you remember that?
I remember that. So tell him that story. Be like, Sting. One time I fell in this hole at my house. I was bruised and battered for...
Didn't break my arm, though. Is that what happened to you, Sting?
Did you fall in the hole
Sting,
at
was
your
that
house?
What you... Okay. You know, let's not spoil the whole interview now. This is going to be a good interview.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by Fremont Bank.
Oh.
Locally owned branches, locally grown experts, and offer local loans so your money starts and stays in the community. Learn more at FremontBank.com. You're surprised I remembered the hole?
Yeah.
That you fell in? Why?
I don't know. I don't talk about it much. I'm pretty embarrassed by it. I mean, I knew that the trap door was open, and there I am. Take a step back, right through it.
Lucky you didn't break your skull.
I'm very lucky. It's about a 5-foot fall. Past the thing onto concrete. My smacking my arm slowed me down quite a bit. It's a small hole. I'm glad I could have brained myself.
Right.
I think I would post on Instagram like pictures of the bruising like day by day. Because it was just, remember that? Didn't I have those up on Instagram? Maybe it was on Facebook.
Well, look on your Instagram.
Yeah,
they should still be there though.
So far back.
What year was that then?
I don't know, a couple years ago.
Oh, so you still have this hole at your house. It's just
covered. A trap door.
Oh, all right.
It's in our laundry room, and it's a door to the crawl space.
Oh.
Yeah.
All right.
And it's, you know, it's got a cement bottom.
The big thing's happening today. Super Tuesday is on, so we vote here in California. You'll hear quite a bit of people talking about that. Also, the coronavirus has taken over, even though at this point it's not... They say there's like 100 cases here in the United States at the moment. 6 people have died. A tornado that tore through Nashville killed way more people overnight.
Right.
In fact, now the death toll is up to 19 people.
Wow.
Tornadoes have ripped through Tennessee overnight, shredding 40 buildings and killing at least 19. So that number is way up from the last report that we had.
Yeah. Well, it was, I mean, it was like a surprise. I woke up to it this morning.
And one of the twisters caused severe damage across downtown Nashville. So this will be one of those.
This is incredible.
Things you'll see more and more of today.
I really think of tornadoes as touching down in planes and getting slowed down by a lot of buildings. And I guess I just don't really understand how they
Watched, if you've ever gone down one of those rabbit holes on YouTube, one of the things I have found myself looking at is the storm chaser videos that people post to YouTube. It's horrifying the positions they put themselves in.
Get out of there. But some people live for that. The people do storm chasing vacations. You heard about this?
No.
They go to, during storm season, they hook up with storm chasers in the area and pay them to take them out every day.
Get them as close to a storm as possible.
And look for tornadoes.
Yikes.
Tornado chasing tours.
And how does that, how much does that cost? What's that going to cost me?
I don't see a price yet. I'll come back to you.
All right.
The Federal Reserve has slashed interest rates by 0.5 percentage point today in the wake of concerns that the coronavirus outbreak could damage the U.S. economy.
Oh.
There's so much in the news about it right now. And hearing that people are clearing out Costco and grocery stores, getting ready for something it's nowhere near that point. I don't understand. I mean,
just people are.
I'm a worrier, and I'm not running out yet.
Mm. Well, I feel like people are so stocked up. I'll just go knock on my neighbor's door, and they'll throw canned food out at me just to get me off their porch. Get out! I'm isolated. Get out of here.
All right.
Do you hear about these people who are living as isolationists? They live in a neighborhood, and they let everyone know, "Don't come to my house. Don't do anything. I'm living completely out of here." And people are like dropping off food and stuff on their front porch. And then leaving, and then they go out and they look around. And
as a favor to the isolationists, they drop food off for them.
They're saying, you know, we're caring for our neighbors who are isolationists. I'm like, oh my God. What you're doing is being an enabler.
Well, that is for sure. No doubt. Mm. Anyway, so the votes today, coronavirus continues to be a thing, although it's nowhere near the numbers that people are fearing. So at this point, it's not a thing.
Not yet.
They're not saying,
good
in
to
fact,
be prepared, but don't freak out.
So my mom, I told you guys this yesterday, my mom had planned to travel up here this coming Friday by plane.
Yes.
And I was sort of tripping on it. Like, I don't know how to advise her about whether or not to come or don't. And everyone's saying, do not cancel your stuff right now. Nothing's happened.
Mm-hmm.
So I guess
dropping
I'm going
to. The interest rate, though, that's interesting.
Well, that has more to do with. It's already causing supply issues if China has shut down production on a bunch of stuff, right? Yeah. So that'll be more of a long-term fix for production stuff we expect to see and won't.
Mm. Mm-hmm.
Yikes.
Delays. Takes a long time for stuff to get here from China anyway.
Right.
We might not even feel the effects for 6 months.
Wait till Christmas time comes.
It'd be like Furby all over again if you couldn't get those things.
According to a new survey, less than a quarter of millennials say they're good at fixing things around the house.
Yeah. Do I have millennials or are you a millennial?
I am.
And you're good at fixing stuff.
That's a guy who's good at fixing it. What are the ages of millennials right now?
I'm the older one. Let me see.
20 to 35 or something? 22 to 36? We'll find out.
Millions of millennials say they call for help to hang a picture.
23 to 38.
Oh, 23 to 38.
Change a light bulb.
These people are... What?
Change a light bulb.
That's part up.
No, that is written down right here. I'll tell you, you might say... And listen, I understand we all think, oh, a light bulb. Screw. Sometimes there's more different types of light bulbs than that. What are those?
Fluorescents.
The fluorescents?
Yeah, no, they're still not hard.
What about those pinch ones you've got to do? They stick up in canister lights. You've never seen those?
Yeah, you turn it clockwise and pull it down.
The pinch ones. You've never seen those?
Pinch ones? I don't know. What are you pinching?
Let me show you how the bulb goes. It goes boo, whoop, boo, whoop.
Oh, are you talking about the little fluorescent? They're like mini fluorescents?
Yes.
Yeah.
Those are hard to get in and out. So I don't know. I'm just trying to tell you.
You're just trying to. You're making excuses. You're enabling the millennials.
I'm trying to say that there are different kinds of light bulbs. You don't have to automatically think about the, three twists and it's out.
Mm.
Maybe that's what's going on. I know that we had some light bulbs in the canisters at our last house that most of them broke off while you were trying to get the thing out.
So then you need your needle nose. And
yeah, it's a whole thing right now. All of a sudden now it goes from I can do this perched sort of perilously on a chair, and now
in
I need a ladder.
In about 12 seconds, and now I got to get a whole thing and a tool belt.
Right, it's become a thing.
And let's hope I don't shock myself in the process.
Right. The average millennial says they'll go more than 3 weeks with a light bulb out before they get around to fixing it.
Why is that when dad comes over?
Other jobs around the house millennials can't or won't... Pardon me.
Is there...
Can't or won't do is putting up wallpaper.
Well, you shouldn't do that anyway.
Painting.
It's how to destroy relationships.
Fixing a loose screw. Oh. Fixing a heater, tightening the hinges on a cabinet. They just don't have confidence in these kind of basic skills. And I think most people in modern day people are like that. There's a lot less people that
are like
handy.
Kids, my kids aren't going to be able to do that crap. Although my one kid can like solder things and does stuff. The other kid, though.
Which kid's that? Yeah, right?
No.
Yeah, right can do stuff?
No, yeah, right can't do anything.
Oh, okay.
Oh, which one were you asking?
No, I don't know. I'm just...
My kid can't do anything. He's like, Mom, the doorknob came off of my hand. I'm like, are you kidding me? Let me go take a look at that.
But he can play any instrument, though.
He can.
Yeah.
And nobody else can do that in my family. Well,
actually, everybody in your family can play all the instruments. You, too. You can play also everything. I've heard you play drums, piano, guitar, and bass. So actually, all of you.
None
can
of them
play.
Well, though. My kid laughs at me and leaves.
He's just
and leaves
mean.
The room. He
I mean,
is
that's
mean.
Just one
really
of those mean.
Things. Oh my God, that kid. But I can. You know what I can do? Change a goddamn light bulb. I can fry an egg without breaking it.
He can't do that.
He's getting there.
All right. I'm
trying to teach him some life skills. Here's how you cook ramen, hon. Here's how you use the rice cooker.
A new survey found the most empowering moments in life.
Okay.
Empowering.
Are they like graduating from school or something, or getting the job somewhere?
Getting a promotion.
Ah.
Having a good handle on your mental health.
The problem is people sometimes don't know if they have that.
Well, look, I think there are different levels of mental health. Certainly, if you've got a problem, then there's more necessary than little tricks to help you keep it together.
Right.
But, you know, if you're a fairly normal person and you've learned some
coping mechanisms,
coping skills, that's a big deal.
It can be, sure.
I'll tell you one thing that it's so funny because I reported the story in the first place and then I forgot about it. And then you have mentioned it 100 times that don't think.
Get yourself to sleep at night.
Do you meditate on... Don't
black
think.
Background and the words
don't think.
That's how they teach the army guys to fall asleep. I do it all the time now, Vin.
I'm doing it all the time now, too.
And it
you
works.
Reminded me of it. I went and did it and thought, oh my God,
I do it with my breaths. Don't in think.
It's the perfect meditation.
It is. It is your mantra that you can say to yourself. And it's also a literal reminder of what you're not supposed to be doing right now.
Right.
Don't think.
Because I definitely have had those times where you go, I don't think there's another thing in the world that I could think about other than this. I can't get off the subject of name
think.
It, whatever, my kid's health.
But don't this one,
like it.
Think.
Don't think. And then don't there think. I am asleep going, oh my God, it worked.
I did it. And suddenly it's the next day and I can think again.
These are the most empowering moments in life, including...
Okay. Oh, yeah, that's right.
realizing you found the one.
Oh, that's nice.
Until he says, what?
I'm not the one. I'm out of here. That hurts. They see how empowered they are? Woo-hoo-hoo. One that I want.
Realizing you inspire other people or that you're a role model for someone.
That's a nice feeling when that happens. When someone tells you, I've looked
up
to you.
Sure.
Or, you know, that's nice. Oh, my God.
Oh, dear Lord, Bryn. No, the answer's no. Bryn, thank you.
I really look up to you.
Here are some of the most empowering moments in life. Finally feeling confident in your own skin.
Yeah, that's a nice feeling. I'm way more comfortable in my own skin than I was as a young person.
So weird.
We're saying it today. I wish I had really capitalized on hotness back when I had some of that.
I have no idea why I have always somehow had that.
Mm.
Like, I never earned it. I mean, there I am all chicken-leggy and...
Look, I don't care. I'm not...
Brace face and, you know, and pimples and shaved my head. I look like
Who the hell are you?
weird teenage refugee, and yet I'm strutting around like I own the world. What is wrong with me?
Confidence breeds itself. What's wrong with being confident? Uh-huh. Confidence, if you don't feel confident in a situation, pretend you do. Everyone else is also mentally second-guessing themselves, and you will see their reactions to your confidence, even if it's feigned, and it will bolster your own.
Oh.
It's really true.
Fake it till you make it.
Fake it till you make it.
Becoming a parent is on the list of empowering moments.
That took all my power away. That was not empowering.
Finding your passion in life.
Yeah. It is nice when you find something that you just love to do.
I talk to people, mostly kids or whatever, about that reality. Like, finding your thing is the hardest thing.
It is. Some people never find it.
Right.
Or they give up looking for it, you know? Well, oh, Michelle's hair is all done nice. Michelle just walked in. Everyone's ready for Sting. Let's see what she put on for her Sting outfit.
Oh, snap.
Look at that. Look at that. You know why, though, too? She's a Broadway chick.
Oh.
So I'm going to go talk to her before we interview him.
So she's going to talk to him about dance moves?
I don't know, but she's putting on her Broadway, Michelle, you know? I just saw the hair go by. I'm like, oh, yeah, that's happening.
So she's going to talk to him about
Broadway plays.
Okay.
Sure.
How about a fast
I love those. I would love one of those right now.
The kid who played Charlie in Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory was never in a movie before and never in a movie again.
Really?
His name is Peter Ostrom, and he went on to become a veterinarian in New York City.
Well, imagine that.
Charlie.
I remember him well.
The editor of the New York Times crossword puzzle is Will Shorts.
And the guy who does all the Sudoku stuff?
And he's the only person in the world with a degree in enigmatology.
Wow!
That's the study of puzzles. He created the major himself at Indiana University.
Well, imagine that.
Imagine Will Shorts.
And the New York Times crossword is the one, you know,
that's
very few
the
people
one.
Can do.
It's the standard.
Yeah. It's the hardest. I buy his Sudoku books.
Will Shorts.
Mm-hmm.
Wow, look at you go. Well, he's a puzzle major.
I'm not surprised.
I wonder if they consult him on Survivor.
Oh, on all the puzzles. Maybe they do. He's a professor of enigmology.
I can't believe how close they were the last time, that last puzzle.
Oh, heartbreaking. Heartbreaking.
With the tree?
Yeah, the tree
puzzle.
I love that puzzle. I want one of those in my backyard.
You do?
So beautiful. You didn't think that was gorgeous?
Well, sure, but I mean, you know how puzzles, once you got them, you got
them. Well, you leave it set up in the yard, and then, like, you know, you can have a contest. You need two of them because you got to have a contest.
Oh, fine. Okay. We're going to break.
We'll be right back.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.